This week on Video Death Loop.
Hey kids, Smilkster's here with my delicious new drink, Smilk.
Plus, what do you mean that's not cherry? Hey everybody, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host this week, Aaron Littleton. I nearly said John Hurst.
You can hear it.
Your co-host, by the way, your co-host, the one, the only, the not me-est guy on this podcast.
Damn
John
straight.
Hurst.
Yeah, not only, there's only one John Hurst in this building. In this building, we're actually in separate buildings, so there could be theoretically another John Hurst in there. But I, as far as we're aware, there's only one John Hurst on the call, and that is me.
What a betrayal if you like secretly made a friend that had the same name as another friend, and then you just sort of never let them meet. And then at some point, you're like out getting a beer or something, and you run in and somebody's like, oh, hey, Aaron. I'm like, oh, hey, John. And you're there and you're like, oh, who's this? John, this is John Hurst. He's my other friend. And he's got the same name as you. And I never told you. I feel like I don't know if I would be more offended if my partner cheated on me to know that like you had made a friend that was the same name as me and you just didn't tell me about it.
There was a real possibility of another John Hurst. Like in high school, there was another person with the same name and same spelling of my name and all that. And they were freshmen.
Full on like John Hurst, like not just a John.
My full name, Jonathan Hurst, actually.
Oh,
even.
Holy shit.
Same spelling. Absolutely. And it's a little like with the J-O-H-N at the beginning of it. They were like a few years younger, like they were freshmen when I was a senior, but they also never paid their lunch bill. So I always got like I was the top one, like I was the priority in there. I was like a senior. So I'd always get called in there to say like, no, that's the other one on there. But there was a real possibility I could have made friends with that other Jonathan Hurst and then be like, you know, like just like in case I needed, it's like I need backup on here. Just say you're me. You can say that your name is the same as mine. Go out there, handle the situation for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think you are required to help. It's like, we've got the same name. I'm calling in the same name favor. You've got to help me bury this body.
That's kind of like what those a few years ago when Facebook was still relatively like big and people would just like add people to random groups that all had the same name.
Yeah.
Trying to go in like that. It's that same priority. You're trying to find someone to bum a favor off of and oh, later on with the same name.
I believe I got added to one of those groups. That was Aaron Littleton. And the thing is, there's a character on the TV show Lost named Aaron Littleton.
Which makes it really hard to Google, by the way.
Yeah, I'm impossible to Google. I mean, I guess the farther we get away from Lost, the show, the more Googleable I am. Mm-hmm. I think when I was added to the Aaron Littleton Facebook group, our like the photo for the group was a picture of the baby from Lost. And I don't know if it was just a Lost fan that was like, I want to collect people named after my favorite Lost characters. Or if it was just another Aaron Littleton who'd also bumped into this problem.
Whose favorite character of Lost is the baby?
I don't know, man.
It's like, I love that baby. Didn't cry once or whatever. I don't know.
I do not know, but I mean, I would appreciate it. Like I would have, okay, tell me what did you like about this baby? What did he do for you that Locke didn't do? What, you know, why is this baby more appealing to you as a character than say Hurley? Like there's so many like good, memorable Lost characters. Oh, this baby fine too. there was one child early on in Lost, and he somehow escaped the island. Like, they wrote some kind of a story out for him to escape the island because he was aging too quickly. Like, you can just tell.
He was on the beach that makes you old kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He was on old, the beach that makes you old. He was not in like a storyline, just in like, oh, you were 8 when we started this, and a 12-year-old looks a lot different than an 8-year-old.
Right.
And in the, like, one of the last seasons, like maybe the later seasons, they bring him back for some kind of a cameo in a vision or something. And to hide the fact that this like 8-year-old that in, you know, Lost Time should be like 8 years old, but, you know, plus 3 months or whatever, they're constantly pouring water on him. Like, it's almost like he's in this weird waterfall that's constantly raining on him. So you can't really make him out, but they're like, oh, it's you. This character we haven't seen for a few years and now has a beard.
They got him in this room where, like, yeah, like his eyes are covered, he's in black, and they do have a voice change modulator. It's like, hi, I'm this kid.
Walt, I believe was his name.
Walt.
It's me, Walt.
Did anybody have a razor?
Yeah, I've got to shave and register for army service. But Walt, you're 8. Oh, yeah. I mean, time is weird on the island.
Aaron, the only thing I know about Lost is still what we did for like a comedy sketch years and years ago.
We called it Displaced.
We did.
It was very good.
It was good.
Look for that.
I was happy with that at the time.
It actually, I went back and watched some of our old comedy skits that we used to do, and there's a few of them. They still hold up pretty good, and I think Displaced is kind of one of them. I think
I could see that. Good. Yeah,
it was probably one of our more like bold ones. Like we went on site instead of just sort of filming in my yard or whatever.
Yeah, there was a couple times where, like, especially early on, like, oh, we need to record something. We would go to like a nearby park or a park that was accessible near your house or something.
Yeah, but this one we like tramped through a field. I recall
we found a graveyard.
Suit. We went to a suit towards like a graveyard in a game reserve. I think it was. I don't know. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. All right. So we're not talking about skits we recorded 20 years ago. What we're talking about, what we're talking about is Video Death Loop, a podcast we're recording right now. As the host, John Hurst, John Hurst, the host.
That's not true.
I've picked out the video. Your co-host John Hurst does not know what the video is, and we're gonna watch it.
Both are correct.
We're gonna watch it on loop in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right, let's take a look here.
Oop. John, I'd like to introduce you to the Smilkster.
Nope, we're not. Nope. Do not need to know. I don't need to know about Smilk. What?
You sure do need to know about Smilk.
It's milk. Not fat dairy.
It's milk with a smile, John.
You know, no, I'm not I feel like this is not real. This is not real.
It's 100% real.
What they the were hell
trying
is milk?
To, they definitely tried to make extreme milk.
Oh no! He's spitting it and on his finger.
Isn't he?
He's got sunglasses. He's doing cool stunts. What?
Yep.
Is this like dyed milk? Is this what this is?
It's supposedly got all kinds of radical fruit flavors. So it's milk that tastes like fruit?
No. No. I'm not listening to this mascot. I disagree with him.
Gotta listen to the Smilkster. That's his name.
No! That's not his name.
That's his name. He says it right at the beginning. He's like, hey, kids, Smilkster here to tell you about Smilk.
This guy that they hire, like, this cow that they hired on Fiverr that didn't get...
This was way before Fiverr.
God, they found in the newspaper classifieds. It's like you got some sneakers, you got cool glasses, you got a goatee.
That's all he wears.
You could be our cow.
All he wears sneakers and glasses. And this voice actor, he is a method actor. You can look in the voice booth if you want, but that's exactly what you're going to see.
They imply that the milk, like he runs away from, like he had these like the cow spots are kind of like, I guess, a different flavors or colors of milk. I refuse to say, like, they do not have different flavors. They're different colors, I'm sure.
They say they're radical different fruit flavors.
But what, like, flavor is that? Like, it doesn't
grape?
Say.
I mean, the purple one's obviously grape.
Is it?
And there's orange, which would presumably be orange flavored milk.
Oh no, that's gonna curdle or something.
And there's probably a cherry. You gotta assume red is cherry.
Yeah, that's always cherry.
Yeah, yellow is banana or lemon. Would you rather have banana milk or lemon milk?
I mean, another curdling flavor is the lemon one. The banana could be okay. I'll be honest. I'll give a little bit of leeway for that.
I mean, telling me that the Smilkster is selling you on Smilk, Sean?
No, he's not. He's trying to. And I'm like, I see you. I see part of his argument. But also, I do not see the name of the freaking flavor that he's advertising of his many different colored milks.
I mean,
he has a smile.
He's juggling several cartons.
Yes.
It's also fortified. What is it fortified with?
What is it fortified with? Does not say.
It's fortified with with radicalness. It's the late 90s and or early 2000s. It doesn't have to be fortified with anything.
You cannot make it sustainable. The human body cannot be sustained on radicalness, despite what the 90s tells you.
The Smilkster would love to disagree with you.
I'm sure he would. I'm just saying I don't trust the Smilkster. I'm pretty sure
you don't trust the Smilkster.
I don't trust
the Smilkster. Who can you fucking trust if you can't trust the Smilkster?
The
John?
Smilkster has given me nothing to trust other than he has come by. He has come far away from the screen, approaches me, and gets into my personal space. Let's be honest a little bit here. Like, I feel like I have to back away. It's like I can smell him breathing on me somehow through the TV.
He's just got a toot, man. He's a toot. There's a part of me that feels like Sonic the Hedgehog is directly responsible for the Smilkster. he's got an attitude. He's a naked animal, except he wears shoes.
Yeah, that's weird.
If the Smilkster did a spin attack, I think Sega would have a real lawsuit on their hands.
I think so. Like he's got everything that like a Sega Genesis platformer could want, though. He's got a move where he moves really fast and his spots stay in place, and he can drink milk so fast that he can beat his spots to wherever he went point B. He has a unicycle.
If Smilk as a product, which by the way, it did not do very well.
The product named Smilk did not do well.
Smilk didn't sell as far as I can find.
Smilk do well.
No one was into Smilk. Smilk died on the vine.
grape Smilk vine.
The Smilk fine? Yes.
Yeah. I still don't believe these are different flavors, by the way. I've not seen a damn flavor name.
It's for like the flavor differences between Fruit Loop colors, right?
Yes. It's like, yeah, like when you get a snow cone, like when you don't, if you don't look at the color, they all taste the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But listen, you can't help but see it because it's got that. Do you think that the Smilk is actually the color on the inside, or is it just they just put the flavor in and leave it white?
Oh man, you know, I think they gotta show it for kids. Kids love nothing than a non-standard flavor of milk. And that includes, like, if you bring them a milk with, like, a different, like, it's gotta be a different color, right? Or you put it in, like, a Capri Sun pack.
The implication is that, yes, this milk will be a different color. Mm-hmm. But it also, I mean, it's just another... It's another ingredient, right? Like from the Smilk company, when the Smilk companies are all sitting around.
Okay. The Smilksters.
The Smilksters. Smilks. Well, the Smilk CEO.
Mm-hmm.
The Smile Milk, I'd like to kill Smilk. And they're going, okay, we've got to design this Smilk. We've got milk. We've got some flavoring. If we put it all together, it's going to taste weird. Can we sell it with only those two ingredients, or do we have to add artificial coloring?
Oh, man.
I mean, if you make the box the bright enough color, are the kids going to really notice and or care that the Smilk on the inside is still just white?
You raise a good point, because like that Capri Sun gets away with that. Capri Sun is like a clear color. If you pour it into a drink, if you feel betrayed, it's not Pacific Cooler. It's not like Atlantic Tasty or whatever the Capri Sun flavors are. They're all just like the same color. They're like clear.
Right.
So I think you could get away with Smilk without the ultimate color. But I feel like eventually, when you're going, when you have lunch with your classmates and you bring out the Smilk, they're going to want it. Yeah, you grab your Smilk, whether you brought it from home.
every sixth time I say Smilk, it just makes me laugh. I don't know. What a ridiculous word.
It is, they know. They absolutely know. Like they someone called it Smilk, and they got too into it one night, and the Smilkster was born, and they had a completed commercial. It's like, well, we got this product now. What are we gonna do? Oh shit. Guess sell it.
I like the idea that the developers of Smilk just had an entire commercial's worth of animators on call and ready to go, and we're able to get them to animate an entire commercial during a bender.
you gotta work quick on Smilk. You gotta, like, if you think about Smilk for even like a day, like a single day, like you're like, people are not gonna make Smilk is not gonna make come
it's
out
it's not
there.
Gonna happen. We've just gotta go.
You just gotta go until, like, if you have the people right there and they can't question it, then Smilk is a reality, as we're seeing right here.
Smilk is absolutely the result of a ready, fire, aim mindset.
Yes.
Just like, listen, it's extreme milk, which we, like, don't think. It's just, you know what extreme milk is. Do it. Make it. Make it.
Yeah.
The guy has glasses. He wears shoes. No pants. He's covered in color. It just exists. Like, if I had told you extreme milk, I think they're, without asking for any additional information or like giving you nothing else, I think your result of like Smilk would be, or extreme milk would be, incredibly close.
Right. Yeah. It's one of those things where it's like, I think you would get a thing like, yeah, you would just try to, everyone would just be on board and just be like, oh, for a second. And then like the next day when they ship out the first pallets of Smilk, be like, hey, wait a minute.
What did we do? Not have done this.
What the fuck did we just do?
Did anyone think about any of this?
Did the FDA approve this? They allowed, oh, they did. They allowed it. They allowed it. They're like, can we call them, ask what the fuck they were thinking?
Yeah. What was your thought here?
Yeah, you guys are there to stop us.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seemed real obvious to us, guys. It's so obvious and such a bad idea at the same time. It really does make me question just how good of an idea anything that's obvious is. You know, sometimes you see something and the answer is obvious.
Yeah.
And the idea of just like extreme milk, like this is it. They did it. They did the thing. Mm-hmm. They went ahead and picked the most obvious thing on every step along the way. And it's such a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they get all the way to this point, and then like it didn't have a focus group or target thing. It's like, no, just cut, print. Let's go. Let's just get it going. Go.
Do you think you could save Smilk? If you were yes. The guy, they're like, okay, we've got it. Like, could you make it a viable product?
I think we could, actually. I think we could.
You can change anything about it except for the actual, it is a fruit-flavored milk.
All right. I got it. We're going to steal from the Muscle Milk company, which right. I don't actually know. I honestly do not know if Muscle Milk, the brand, is a milk-based product. But I think it sells it based on protein. You add protein to this, and suddenly people are like, oh, okay, Smilk.
Okay, so you sort of position Smilk in a workout exercise.
Yeah. Like a different color. The Smilkster works out. Let's be honest here. Like,
okay, I mean, you can change the name. Are you leaving it as Smilk?
Yeah, he's got to be.
You just make Smilkster buff, like a buff dude.
Super buff. Super okay. buff.
Like, yeah, he loses that, like, obviously kind of trying to invoke the air of a stoner, but not. You know, like being real obvious about it.
Yeah, we keep him. He's at that midlife crisis age where he realizes he's got to go work out a little bit more. He's really caring about his body. That's what Smilk.
Oh, so we're making him an older. He's older, but now health conscious.
We're keeping the lore. Yeah.
Okay. Like,
he has worked his body to the bone trying to advertise Smilk, and it's not been working. And he's wondering what he should do with his life. And he's like, you know what? Maybe I need to get out. He already has the goatee. He's already had a great start for this workout routine.
Sure. It's like big pecs.
He still has that.
I mean, he doesn't wear a shirt, so like if he could get a six pack, you know, if he could really get that chest popping, like it would do well on him. But I think he would lose a lot of cachet as far as being extreme, though.
Yeah. True. I mean, it would be kind of
if it's not extreme anymore. Now, if it's like a workout beverage.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, it's like the new kids, basically. Like the new kids at the Planet Fitness.
Yeah, sure.
The one thing I worry about, though, if he was just overly buff, is like how much, like, would it be that, like, those realistic Joe Camel ads in the 90s? just the Smilkster.
I mean, there's a level where you have to invoke a realistic amount of like muscle. If it's just like a goof that, you know, if he's very cartoony and he's just goofy and muscly, you maybe don't believe that Smilk can provide you with whatever it's providing you to help get buff.
I still don't know what it's trying to provide here, actually. It's fortified.
It's fortified. Don't worry about it. Drink Smilk.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Aaron, there's a copyright for Smilk in here, but nothing else about the product is mentioned. It's like, it's not usually like, don't products like this usually have to have like a realistic portrayal, like at least like someone pouring it into part of complete breakfast, the Smilk, or
I don't know. I do not know like anything about advertising.
I don't know either.
Really. I mean, they're advertising to children, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it depends, because sometimes when you get these things like Smilk, it's not saying like from your friends at the, Pet Corporation, like, you know, like one of these like named milk brands. It's just like the Milk Council or something has created Smilk.
Oh, and no, it's none of those. It's Smilk.
Huh? You think copyright it's, you think it's its own thing? Oh, it's copyright Smilk?
I'm looking at it. I think I know, because at the very end of it, you know, like at the beginning of the commercial, it's like a copyright a year that I cannot read because it's like standard definition television. But I definitely can see the word copyright Smilk. No other words on there, just Smilk.
Smilk the company copyrighted Smilk the product. Yes. And presumably the Smilkster as well.
Yeah, well, you got to do the complete package.
If I were going to try and repackage Smilk.
Okay.
I mean, you did great keeping the Smilkster. But there's a part of me that kind of wants to let the Smilkster go.
Okay. I think that would probably be the wise idea, but go on.
I mean, yeah. I mean, what do we position Smilk as? Like extreme milk? I mean, how about this? You kept the Smilkster. You evolved him into like a buff dude, and you like just moved it over to the exercise segment.
Yeah.
How about I try and refresh the idea of extreme milk?
Okay.
Well, I'll take the opposite approach. I'll keep what you discarded, which is the extremity of Smilk.
So we got... Okay, all right.
I think we... Do we still have to address... Do we still have to advertise it to children?
I mean, let's be honest. Like, if you're trying to do extreme milk, you know, the generation that loves the word extreme and... The word they love milk, it, you know, children.
They're like,
you know, you got a built-in audience for that.
Do children still like the word extreme though, or do only the people that were children during the 90s like the word extreme?
The focus groups that I've interviewed for Smilk for the Smilk Council,
yes,
have decided that the word extreme goes very well, but they're not entirely sure. But they're tentatively wanting to use it.
Okay. For children.
For children.
Okay. So we still have to make it child friendly.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe we... I'm actually staying within these ideas of it's got to be extreme milk advertised to children. I'm not sure what else I could do. I think maybe not only did they make the obvious solution, they may have made the only solution to this.
They just like they milked themselves into a corner is what you
yeah
said.
They sure did. I mean the only other thing you could do is do something that makes it gross or weird or dangerous, right? Like if we go with like extreme milk that's dangerous, and maybe like Smilk now comes with a easily swallowable toy inside.
Oh god. Like it's like a cereal box, but like, you know, for instance, free toy inside, but you can
there's
just
a
like
toy in there. Yep. It's like a little like I don't know, plastic figurine of Goku or
like
something.
Like a Kinder egg, but like liquid.
Yeah. And so you're just drinking it. You're just going to town on your Smilk, and then if you're not careful, you choke on a Goku figurine. Like Super Saiyan Goku, so he's especially pointy.
Oh. Ooh.
And the kids think this is hilarious to choke on your milk.
Yeah.
Your Smilk. I'm sorry. Choke on your go choke on your Smilk. That's what kids say to each other in middle school now.
Oh, that's what all the TikToks say. That is exactly what they all...
Yeah, go choke on your Smilk. Go choke on it.
It's a challenge. It's just like a complete challenge. Who can choke on the Smilk first?
And then I guess you've probably got to do like a collab. You got to do a collab because kids love collabs. Yeah. Like maybe a Cholula collab, so you could have like spicy Smilk, like Smilk.
Oh god! just like half a hot, like a hot, like hot sauce bottle just poured at the top of it.
Yeah, you just, yeah, it's just kind of like, yeah, you just pour some fucking Cholula in there.
Doesn't even separate, like it's already separated. Yeah,
it says, it says shake well before opening on the package. Yes. And you fucking better.
You're good. Just like, and it still has a free toy inside, of course.
Yeah, it's still got the toy. It still has the Goku. It's always a Goku figurine.
Yeah, it's just a knockoff Goku. Kids have
no idea who Goku is, but that's, we still throw it in. There's pointy anime man.
There's two prizes. One's Goku, one's Tony Hawk. No skateboard, just Tony Hawk.
I can't wait on the ranch dressing collab.
Oh, God.
Just have your ranch smilk. It's the ranch. It's the ranch that the Smilkster lives on.
Maybe the problem was that they stopped. They had this probably, I assume, aggressive campaign for Smilk for a short time, but they didn't go far enough. What if they did have like Smilk sour, smour cream? I don't know, like
smour cream. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, like just go the distance, like there. If you're gonna like include all that, like you're basically at ranch at that point.
Yeah, why not? I mean, we could expand the Smilk line if we could rehab it enough. We could expand the Smilk line to include all kinds of dairy products. Cottage cheese? What about like extreme cottage cheese?
I feel like they're. I feel like someone's probably bits tried that
already. Like. Stirred in, like,
okay,
bacon and cottage cheese.
Yeah, like that pre-cooked bacon bits or something. Like, yeah, or bacon or something.
Jalapeno bacon ranch.
All right, okay.
This is just sounding actually pretty good.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is like I'm not being revolted so far. Not like like whatever flavor is red, Smilk.
Smilk is it. Yeah, I think it's the fact that it's a drink is what's disgusting about like fucking with it. Like with cottage cheese, you're not gonna ever probably eat just a bunch of cottage cheese without, I don't know, some crackers or fruit or something.
Right.
Like something. So I mean, I don't know, maybe you do just eat some plain ass cottage cheese. But I think there's a lot of understandable room for mixing things with cottage cheese in a way that there really isn't with milk.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah, like, you got a vector for it, at least. Like, it's not, you're not, you don't have a, you don't go to town with a paper straw into the cottage cheese.
I mean, I guess you could. If you had your big enough, you get, like, a boba tea straw, you could probably.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's what we need. That's what we need to do with the cottage cheese.
Oh, no.
It's like cottage cheese, kung fu teas. Kung fu cheese? Kung fu cheese? Does everybody have kung fu tea? Like the...
Like the brand. Like the
like the brand of boba tea shop, right?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and, that... Yeah.
And instead of boba, it's chunks of cottage cheese in the bottom there.
You can have Smilk tea.
Smilk tea. Yes, it's Smilk tea. It's Smilk tea. It definitely is. The Smilkster hanging out outside. You like your Smilk tea, kids? Check out my abs. I got ripped.
Feel them. I was like, oh, no Smilkster, no.
Touch the Smilkster's abs.
Trust me, kids.
Fuck. I can't watch this anymore. I'm stopping. I'm tapping. God. I'm done.
Aaron, wow.
Don't ask.
Wow.
I don't know where I found it. I don't remember. I've had it in the hopper for a bit. It has 172 views, I will say. The one
good.
The one Smilk advertisement I was able to find on YouTube. It's only been watched 172 times.
While at the very end, I was like, I need to know what the flavors of Smilk were. So I found an article from 1996.
Okay. So, oh, wow. So it was mid-90s.
Yeah. Would you like, would you care to guess what the flavors at the start were?
Yeah, I bet I could. At the start, did they evolve over time?
You know, I don't know. Like, this is like, I guess when it was first aggressively, it was in Walmart at one point. So.
Okay. Okay. I have no recollection of Smilk.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. So cherry seems obvious.
No.
No? How do you make kids fucking love cherry flavored things?
Yeah, I agree. It's another red fruit.
Strawberry.
Yeah, ding.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to be one of those. Then grape, obviously. Obviously.
You know, the commercial showed like a grape in there, but it didn't, not in this article.
Did not launch with grapes. Milk did not launch with grape flavor. Okay.
No, this is like, we have strawberry, raspberry, and orange vanilla.
Orange vanilla. Okay. And
it was like kind of like a threat here with a new blend called Tropical, like as a being introduced shortly.
What was Tropical?
Did not say, it just threatens the name.
Oh, it threatens. It's probably like a pineapple strawberry mix kind of thing.
Yeah, it's probably like a tropical blend of some sort.
How long did Smilk last?
Yeah, this is I'm assuming the beginning of the Smilk Empire. So I don't know how long it has from this. It's just they're all looking forward to it. They're really excited about the Smilkster they talked about.
Yeah.
They were the cow with sunglasses and colored spots representing the fruit flavors prominently featured on the packaging in her own commercial. One girl actually wrote to Smilkster. It's the character that really draws kids into the product, says
the player.
There's also, at the very last line of this article, is also future plans for Smilk include more flavor profiles and half gallon sizes.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little too much Smilk, I think.
Okay. I think I'm going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to pass. Gross. All right, Sean, we did it. We put it together. We slapped a podcast into pieces.
We did.
Despite the beginning of a new national nightmare, somehow we've done it.
Managed to make things work all throughout. We just care, like looking at the previous the sins of a previous era, previous century instead.
Yeah. I think I'd take Smilk.
Yeah. If you had seen the commercial for Smilk growing up, would you have asked your mom for Smilk at the store? Or would you be like, would that be just too weird to ask? Like it's like, no, we can't. Like, it's either that or Sunny D or something like that.
Would it have to be in 1996, or could I have seen it early? Could we have like wound it back to when it might have been a little bit more applicable to me? Like when I was like 9 or 8 to 10, it feels like are the prime Smilk ages.
Yeah, man. 8 to 10 in this case. Yeah.
Prime Smilk. Yeah, I'd probably ask for Smilk. Yeah.
I mean, now the second question, do you think your mom would have got you Smilk?
Yeah, probably. Okay. I don't know. I was as a kid a big milk drinker. Like, I really liked milk.
Okay.
I didn't even really necessarily want chocolate milk. I know a lot of kids wanted chocolate milk.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't. I just like regular ass milk.
Milk's good.
So the idea of like, if I was really taken by the idea of Smilk, which I don't know that I necessarily would have been, but you know, if you were at the store and you'd seen the Smilkster and he'd been running around all naked with shoes on telling you about how good Smilk was.
You know, there was a costume. There was absolutely a Smilkster costume somewhere out there.
That visited schools somewhere and gave away cartons of Smilk.
Had to make sure that all the Smilk was kept cold.
Yeah. I guess. Why not? I think. What about you? Do you think you would have some Smilk?
I think I would attempt to ask for Smilk, but I have a feeling my mom would just give me a look that says, like, no, we're getting the normal milk that we usually get from the store. That little thing is like the concern of the unknown Smilk that starts with an S.
Well, I mean, from what I could see, I will say this, from what I could see in this commercial, Smilk was sold in cartons, like single serving cartons. Mm-hmm. I know you said that it was, they were planning a half gallon, but from what right. I saw, it was mostly like cartons. So if you're at the grocery store with your mom and she's buying things and you're like, hey, can I have a soda? And I know that no parent would give a child a soda now, but in the 90s, parents gave children soda all the time.
Yeah, Carbos.
So and you're like, hey, can I have this milk? No, we're getting regular milk. Well, I didn't mean it's like milk at home. I just kind of wanted a drink, like a soda to have now or on the drive home. And then a parent is going to look at it and be like, I mean, okay, it's milk. I mean, if I'm going to buy him a single serving drink anyway, at least milk is probably better for them than soda. Yeah, you know, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
At least once, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the kid's going to ask for milk too many times. They're going to be like, oh, this just tastes like milk with artificial flavoring in it. It probably tastes like medicine. It's probably the same kind of shit they put in medicine.
I mean, if it tastes like that pink medicine, like hell yeah. Okay.
Could be all right. Could be all right.
Could be good. Pretty good.
Folks, thanks for tuning in. I think we're going to get out of here. Make sure to tell your friends. That's a great way to spread the word about the podcast. Like and subscribe. Always a thing to do. And got any questions? Questions at videodeathloop.com. Follow us on Blue Sky. Just search
on.
We have that now. It's on there now on Blue Sky. Sky.app, the website, I believe. you can go there. And now that's where we are. And you could be there too and follow us and Blue Sky at us. Whatever I think we talked about this last time. I don't remember what it's called when you Blue Sky a thing.
They are called last I checked, skeets.
Skeets. You can skeet at us. You can absolutely skeet at us fucking anywhere, man.
Drive by skeeting.
Let's get some skeets going. And we will see you next time, folks. Bye.
Bye.